Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buttle. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Narine Makijan, who is the Chair Assistant Vice President for the Los Angeles Regional Consortium hosted at Pasadena City College. Narine, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Narine, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much, Paul, for the opportunity to share. And good morning to your listeners. The Los Angeles Regional Consortium, also known as LARC, brings together 19 community colleges in Los Angeles County to align programs, strengthen employer partnerships, and expand equitable workforce pathways with K-12 districts, four-year colleges and universities, and industry and community partners. We coordinate regional strategies, support cross-college collaboration, and CTE K-14 alignment, and ensure that our students, employers, and communities benefit from a unified, high-impact workforce ecosystem. Over the past 20 years in education and currently leading regional efforts across 19 community colleges with multiple partners and stakeholders, one lesson that has remained constant is meaningful transformation begins not with a plan or a program, but with how we choose to show up for one another, with a clear shared goal to support and elevate the communities we serve. First, we lead with clarity, consistency, and purpose. People do their best when they understand why the work matters, how they can their contributions connect to a larger mission, and when they see that message reinforced consistently over time. In our region, we anchor everything around one shared purpose: improving the lives of students and strengthening our communities through equitable workforce pathways. When the why is clear and consistently reflected in our decisions, communication, and actions, the work becomes more meaningful. Second, we need to create conditions where collaboration is the norm, not the exception. In Los Angeles County, no single college or employer can solve the workforce challenges alone. Our leadership approach is intentionally collaborative, bringing people together, building trust, making space for shared problem solving. Collaboration isn't an activity, it's a culture, and strong culture accelerates outcomes. Third, we listen deeply, especially to those closest to the work. We make better decisions when we elevate employer voice, faculty expertise, and student experience. Listening builds alignment, and alignment builds momentum. And fourth, lead with generosity and transparency. Mm-hmm. We operate with an abundance mindset. We share resources, share credit, share opportunities. When people feel included, respected, and supported, they contribute at a higher level. Transparency removes barriers, and generosity truly builds the kind of relationships that make real progress possible. And finally, stay adaptable and future focused. Our region moves quickly, our state moves quickly, technology evolves, industries shift, and student needs change. Effective leaders are steady, but never rigid. We engage with emerging trends, support ongoing learning, give teams the confidence to innovate without fear. And adaptability is not just a skill, it's a leadership mindset. And those are the key aspects I wanted to share with you today, Paul. Thank you so much.
Narine, that was really excellent. I really appreciate it, that 1-5 step there. And knowing you as I know you and knowing your organization as I know you, I see that coming through in all of the work you do, which I'm a raving fan of. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Narine, now is our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Lorena, it's so great to see you again, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
Thanks again for taking some time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.